Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Afternoon, everyone. Obviously, we're previewing tomorrow's game, so we'll have the open section and then the breakout, which will be embargoed until 10:30 p.m. today. Alan,
yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
I suppose the obvious question is how do you follow up a 9-0 victory? Do you have to guard against complacency? There might be some of us in the room who remember the last one in 1989, and the next game finished 0-0.
Ooh, what a crazy result. So first and foremost, the scoreline is a freaky one if you want. Doesn't happen a lot or often, and will not happen a lot because of the quality of opponents, but things can go that way because we played a good game. So everything worked out that afternoon. We know that boys are not dumb. We don't expect a freakish scoreline again because for the obvious reasons. So no, I'm not concerned about it, to be honest, because what I want to keep is the way we played. So just usually we played games like this. We just didn't score 9 times. So we miss more chances. You hit the post, the crossbar, whatever, these kind of things. And in that game, that didn't really happen. I know we missed still a few sitters, which is incredible, but no, it's the way we played. That's what we have to keep and not think about a scoreline. That's done. So anyway, strange. I told the boys, if we would have won 1-0, I would have been over the moon. So all fine, great. And if now 9-0 would feel 9 times better, it would be kind of really strange. And it didn't. So it was more like, oh, wow. In the game, it felt great. After the game, it was, was a really harsh one. And so I think, we have to prove it. We have to show that we don't misunderstand the situation, but I'm pretty sure we will not.
Just on those chances that you touched on there as well, we saw a lot more of Luis Diaz and Mo Salah in the penalty area where it matters. Was that, following that defeat at Manchester United, was that more of a conscious effort? Was that a message from you?
Yes, but not because of the Man United game. Just in general, we have to have. I saw situations where Mo crossed the ball, and I think the two players in the center of the box were Henderson and Trent Alexander-Arnold. So we have to be more flexible. We need to bring players in the box. Who it is, I couldn't care less. It's just about having bodies in around the box, being in the right positions, these kind of things. My favorite goal from all the 9 was actually Harvey Elliott's goal. And it was a beauty, but not because of that, but because we were that close together, we were that connected, that we could react that quick. And it was in the end really not to defend in this specific moment. So we can talk about the game if you want for another year, but it's it doesn't make too much sense. I know. So it's just the way we played, we have to take into the next game because that's the way we want to play. But nobody should expect that we score again with pretty much each situation, because that it's just unlikely.
The final few days of the transfer window, I'm sure a 9-0 scoreline doesn't alter your thinking, but are you still in the market, particularly for a midfielder?
Ish. Somehow, yeah. But the closer we get to the last minute, the more unlikely it gets. That's how it is. What can I say? Nothing. Yeah, we are not out. But
you're not going to tell me names, but
I cannot. I couldn't if I wanted. So and I don't want. But it's just it's difficult. It's really difficult because the right. For sure, there are a few players out there which would be the right ones, but they have different issues. Some of them are contracts, clubs they don't want to sell, all these kind of things. So that's how it is, and we cannot force it. And I can't wait until, we'll see. When is it over exactly?
The clock is ticking, yeah. It's Thursday at 11 o'clock. That's the end of it.
Thursday, 11 o'clock, so there's still time. So, but when it's then over, and we signed or not signed, then I'm really happy about that, because then we can stop thinking about it in that moment, because it's just in that moment, and we can just focus on the squad we have, on the team we have, be ready to face all the problems we'll have in that season, be ready to face them and sort them and go there through together. And with together, I really mean our even the our supporters who are pretty active on social media and stuff like this, that we then just can stop doing that, because it's we have a good football team and we have injuries, they come back and all these kind of things. If somebody expects us just to do always what others are doing or what some people wish to do, that's not possible. Never happened before, will not happen in the future. This club arrived here in this situation with the way we deal with situations. So, and that's when I say, don't make the decisions about how much we spend. It's the truth, but I never did. And we're still here. So, and won a couple of things. And now we have just, from a specific moment on, we can then finally focus on the really important stuff. Yes, and bringing in the right players is important. But if we can't do that now, then we can't do it. Welcome.
And just as in terms of that bigger squad, then we saw some young faces, some new faces, some new young faces coming on the pitch at Bournemouth as well. Stefan, Fabio, and Bobby Clark, who's dad played for Newcastle.
Unbelievable! Sorry, I didn't know it. So nobody told me, and I saw it now. That, but he's older than Millie, is he? His dad, Lee Clark.
There's a moment in 2005 when Bolton
played both together.
And his dad came on.
But is Lee Clark older than Millie, or is it the same? Slightly.
He just looks younger than me. Anyway, the point was...
Yeah, what's the point?
Given the fact that there's quite a lot of loads of games, isn't there? Every half an hour for the next 3 months, I think, or whatever it might be. Are we going to see more of faces like that? And how ready are they for us to see them?
We have a lot of wonderful talents. I'm not sure, you probably didn't watch it, but when you saw our U23 games, game against Tottenham, for example, we could watch it in the hotel the night before the game. We have a lot of real talent, and Barry is doing an incredible job there. And but in an ideal world, you don't play with 3, 4, 17-year-old, to be honest, in the same game. But it's like they are ready and they will be ready. That's probably more the case. They will be ready for sure, but whenever that will be. And it was a wonderful thing to do, to be honest, on Saturday to bring them on. And they were smart enough to realize when the scoreline got higher and higher that it's more likely that they will get that and they deserve it. And it's really nice. And I was... felt for both in that moment. So Fabi, I don't count in that department, to be honest, but for Bobby and Stefan, I was really happy that I could be the one who gave them the opportunity. So I hope all the others come back pretty quickly, and then if then maybe not, but then in the future for sure. That's how it is.
And we spoke to Alison yesterday, who was grateful for the first Premier League clean sheet, ironically, since Newcastle United. That was first Premier League clean sheet in 8 matches for him. So did he need that, do you think? I appreciate that win is more important.
Oh, we needed it. Yeah. Ali Lesser, I don't think that Ali is now, yes, he wants to have a clean sheet because it makes massively sense. But he was not like... desperate or something like that, that he thought if we don't get... that's why I was really happy about it, to be honest, because how I said, when you're 5-0 up at half-time, it's not unlikely that the opponent gets out and sneak one in, and then it's maybe score a second one or whatever, and then it's like, it's just bitter taste. You don't want to have that. It was not necessary, and the boys didn't let that happen. But clean sheets are for all of us very important. So, and of course, how can you start a series with clean sheets, only with a clean sheet? So now we had it, and now let's hopefully carry on this path.
Okay. Susan, just one of the things you were talking about being the right player, if you were to bring a player in this transfer window, it has to be right for Liverpool and the club. Scott Parker obviously is no longer in charge of
Unbelievable. The club.
And we don't know the reasons why, but it's been suggested that, what happened at the weekend, but it's been suggested that he wanted to strengthen his squad further. He didn't have that money. How important is it, even for a club like Liverpool, to be sustainable in this world that we live in and not just throw money at players if they're not going to be the right ones?
I mean, what I'm saying that I understood now right. Would that mean that if Bournemouth would have spent money for the wrong players, then that would have been worse than spending no money? Or what?
I don't know the reasons why, but it's been suggested that he was being...
Let me say like this. When I heard it today, then I felt really... And I think that's the moment when you realize how important the right owners are. That's how it is. And it's not about spending, because no, we all know the thing. There have been different systems in the Premier League, how clubs are leaded. We spoke about it. Countries own clubs, so some rules don't let them do exactly what they want. If they could stretch their resources, that would be really strange. That they could do absolutely everything because they are owned by countries. So and they have other clubs with other structures, and that's like us and maybe I'm not sure Arsenal or whoever. Then there are clubs like Bournemouth, and you saw now three teams coming up. It's Fulham, Nottingham Forest, and Bournemouth. Nottingham is spending like, they spend, and Fulham is doing some stuff, and I can't remember that Bournemouth did a lot. So and that's then obviously difficult if you come up from Championship and you arrive in the Premier League, and that's not easy for a coach. So I felt really for Scott, not because I think his team is not good enough. No, not at all. His team I'm not sure who had that idea to give you from the first four games, who gives you Arsenal, City and Liverpool. That's like set up. If you have nervous owners, then it's like set up for a new manager. Let's see what he can do. So, and that's why I was very surprised, very surprised. I think Scott is an outstanding manager, to be honest, what he did at Fulham, first job, and now at Bournemouth in the Championship getting up is an outstanding achievement and really difficult. And then you get four games and three of them are against Arsenal, City and Liverpool, and your owner tells you, see you later. That's really harsh. Did I answer your question? One? No, probably not. It's always, but signing players never make sense if they are not the right ones. Never.
I think that's what I was
saying. Yeah, okay. Never, and it makes never sense. But why would you do that? There are the right players out there for Bournemouth. Whenever you start with doing the business, there are the right players, of course, out there. So, but if you can't do it, or you are not allowed to do it, then there might come some up which are not the right players. But I'm 100% sure Scott Parker would have had an idea who would have been the right players. He is not crazy. He wouldn't have asked for players who cost 60, 70 million or whatever. He would have asked for the right players. But I cannot say if they need strengthening or not. It's just it looked like they didn't do a lot of business. And that's when you come from a Championship, it's tricky. And then you lose against these three teams in the beginning of the season. And then your owner tells you that's not good enough. And that makes no sense. So you do no business together, then go through it. So, but you do no business together and only one is responsible. That makes no sense.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One thing I was going to suggest or ask, in terms of from Liverpool, and you talk about being the right player for this club and wanting to focus on the season and once the transfer window is that's done, but you seem to be very careful with the money that the club spends as well here. So do you factor that in?
I'm not careful. I'm not careful. I don't think, I thought at one moment that I have to be careful. No, it's, we get told what's possible and what's not possible. That's it. And in this range, we try to work it out. That's it. There's no criticism in nothing. It was all the time like this. We became champion in the season where we didn't sign anybody, I think. Was it the case? Did we sign anybody before we became champion? Who? No. So we didn't. And it was not the most famous approach after becoming second. I don't say that's not the case. And we had injuries, and I don't like that. And it was the whole discussion since we start. It's like different kind of players we need. I understand that 100%. But you have an existing team as well. The team you have is, you can, then obviously it becomes now more and more famous that clubs get more and more ruthless with players and tell them, yeah, you are not part of the squad anymore and these kind of things. I thought really that was this year harsher than in a lot of other years. That's not the way it should go. And I think players with time should punish that with thinking about these kind of clubs where I think, okay, I might get good money for 1 year, but in the second year they have a different idea and then they want to push me out of the back door. So all these kind of things, you need to have your own values as well. So, and with all the players we have here, we want them to be here, and now we have to work with them. Yes, and unfortunately, the season started and we had too many injuries, 100% true. And we ask ourselves all the questions, why that happened, how it happened, all these kind of things. But we have to get through this. And that's actually, for me, in my understanding, is it the Liverpool way as well, not with transfers and injuries, but in general, to get through it together. That's what I like. Nearly the most about this club, because if we would be a supporter of this club only in the good times, that would have been an interesting ride, because there were some lesser good times, obviously, and the people's got even closer to the club in these moments. So, and now when we are doing pretty well in general, now we start getting picky with these little things in here and there, and if we don't sign him, then everything is rubbish. So, and that's not how it is. I want to develop the squad. I want to develop the club. I want to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful here, 100%. What does that mean? Is our situation as it is in some other clubs? No, never was. But it's good enough to work with it, and that's what we are doing.
Newcastle is the next challenge. And if you look at the results, probably going back to the second half of last season, and now we've brought players in, do you see them now as a really strong team who could maybe be the next team that breaks into that?
There will be. If Eddie gets time and stuff like this, and I'm not sure they need another transfer window, but if it gets time for it, then they will definitely be. That's the world, the football world we are living in. It's completely fine. Newcastle is a great club, and obviously has a lot of success in the past, and now for a few years not that much anymore. They have not everything you need to be a top six or whatever that means, club.
I don't know whether Sir Maximan is going to be fit for the game, but if he does, he's an obvious threat. But do you see them as being stronger mentally and maybe at the back as well?
That's normal. They're unbeaten in the season. Since Eddie's there, obviously, they've got an awful lot of points. So they played a really good second part of the season. I don't know exactly when Eddie started, since he's there, they played really stable. Difficult for us to play against. they are a threat. So that's how it is. And with Isaac brought in a really good player. And not only him, Botman, all the things, Bruno, Guimaraes last year, smart signings, good signings. Wood, absolute real machine up front. So these kind of things. But of course, if Callum Wilson cannot play, each team would recognize that because he's a really top class striker. But completely different animal.
I noticed in training, I think you've got a couple of players coming back in contention, Joel, Matty, Curtis Jones. These players obviously going to be important with the amount of games that you've got coming up.
Yeah.
Is Tiago any
closer? Yeah, I think Diogo can train from Thursday on and Thiago, I think, slightly later. So we see. Thiago later a little bit. Calvin is getting closer. Queef, I saw now only walking outside, going for normal goalkeeper training. There's light at the end of the tunnel, definitely.
Any more from everyone to embargo? James?
Yeah, when you mentioned there that you get told what is possible and what isn't possible in the market.
That's interesting, huh? That I don't decide that.
But do you feel like you have been backed sufficiently
to yeah.
this summer?
Yeah. What this summer?
This summer, yeah.
What does it mean, backed? Look, what I don't like about it, if I say now, I'm not sure, and then we make a massive thing of it, but it's not. It was all, I realize as well, it was always like this. Is it always easy? No. Do we discuss these kind of things in public? Of course not. Why would we? And we don't start now with it. So, let me say like this, from time to time, I would be ready to risk a bit more, but how I said, I don't decide that, and that's then fine, because I'm like this. We try everything until somebody tells us, so here's now a deadline, we cannot do anything anymore. In that moment, I don't think one second back, and that's what we have to all do then. Let's go from there. Let's make something special of the of this team now. And that's a great team, and they have everything. And yes, we had already problems. We didn't play always great football, but we will really try to squeeze everything out of this season. And that's the only thing how I understand it, to be honest. But that's it.
We're going to the embargo section. Anyone want to go first?
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, JNO Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.